ISB and the Update, episode 193, recorded Thursday, February 26th, 2009. No more PC talk. Hello, everybody, RSBNB Update, your favorite RuneScape podcast. Say hello to Brad.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, what kind of voice is that?
I have no idea.
And also from the Informer, we have Tim, a.k.a. MLI699, who I'm going to be calling Tim during the show because it's very hard to say three letters that don't
stitch together. Yeah, that's what I get on YouTube as well.
Yes.
They just say MLI, so...
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Tim. Where did MLI come from, anyways?
Well, I was actually over at Alex and Carl's house for the afternoon thing. I'm not screening my character. They had speakers that were MLI699, so I just took that name.
I see. So. That's rather interesting. Anyways, we got a smack full of RuneScape updates this week. Brad, did you check them out?
Why do you ask this question, Shane? It demeans us both.
So?
What do you think?
Yes.
I got mucus in my throat.
Ooh. Anyway. The first one is a distraction and diversion known as the Evil Tree.
Farming update.
No, it's not farming. It's like giving a farming a slap in the face.
Farming needs a slap in the face.
No, it doesn't. Anyways,
it's more woodcutting,
exactly. Farming. And they try to make it out seem like it's a farming update, but it's really not.
I think the only farming part comes from the leprechaun.
Well, no, it comes from nurturing the tree, and at the most, you only need level 42 for that. So that's rather saddening. But anyways, basically, the tree will appear in one of 26 locations, I believe. Then it'll appear as a normal. Then grow up to an oak, willow, etc., and then at the end it'll become an elder tree, and then based on when you find it, you get more XP based on when it's found. And this is like all the other distraction and diversions, they can only be completed once a day.
Actually, it's twice a day. Okay. But you can do it like, I think they pop up every hour in one of the many locations, and then you can only do it twice a day.
I thought it was
I've done
once.
It twice a day already, so...
So where does it get the twice a day thing from? What other distraction and diversion is that?
I was in a clan chat when I was trying it out, and they were saying that it's twice a day. So it's also on the forum as well.
Okay, a bit on the reward. Basically, it's just pure experience that you'll get from either burning or hacking or nurturing the tree. But aside from that, you'll also get a little boost. So if it's like a mahogany tree or something, or a magic tree, it will automatically send logs you get after your inventory is full to your bank for a predetermined amount of time.
Yeah,
I think for
magics,
it's like 30 minutes.
I cut down a yee tree for my second one, and I got the bonus for 9 minutes.
Okay. So maybe it's random then. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I actually think it's either the tree or how long you're actually there cutting it down.
You're also able to get noted logs of the tree's type, tree seeds, bird's nests, half keys, and treasure trail clues. So, I don't know. That's rather interesting.
Well, you can also get coins as well.
I think
I got around over 1,000 GP by 2 trees. So.
I don't think that this is like it's an okay idea, but it's once again it's not taking full potential of the thing, you know?
Once again, rewards are lacking.
Yeah, that's the constant theme of all the updates recently that I've been looking at. And it's a slap in the face to farming, really, it is.
I still don't understand the nurturing part.
I don't know, it's just before it grows up you're allowed to nurture it.
Oh, well, the both times I did it, other people found it, and I just went over to their world and used the spirit tree to get over there and started chopping it down.
Yeah, see? You can only nurture it when you first find it. Brad, what were you going to say? It sounded like you were having a little moan going on.
Yeah, I've lost it. The moment's passed.
Okay. Anyways, that's evil tree, distraction and diversion. This one was probably the least exciting of all the updates that was put out this week. This next one's something we can all like, the random event update.
I know Kirby likes it.
Oh, okay. What about you?
Well, I actually went to the, where they're being kept, the Enchanted Valley, or I think that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if you, like, try to cut down a tree, the random event that used to be for that will pop up and start to attack you.
Oh, that's so good. So you can still go there to see them. That's interesting.
Yeah. They are fishing spot, trees, and rock spot.
Okay. Brad, did you do any walking around on RuneScape after this?
Well, I did, but I didn't get any random updates.
Okay.
So I wasn't gonna walk around for 4 hours while I wait for bloody random.
Cause,
you know, hence the name random, therefore makes it a little hard.
I was thinking it was a little less than random because during one of my farming runs, I got two random events, a drill sergeant and the demon school teacher. So
I was smithing yesterday, and I got the sandwich lady. But now you get teleported to some cafeteria.
That's something they mentioned, that the sandwich lady now has her own lair with her own music track to unlock.
Yeah,
so that's the reason why you want to get the sandwich lady.
Yes, a cafeteria is really a scary lair. Oh no, please.
But I wonder what happens if you probably still get teleported if you pick the wrong one. But anyways, the reward's been replaced with a random event gift box. You get this box, and then you choose your event. The rewards are based on the highest skill total level that you have. So if you have a 2,000-plus skill total level, you're more likely to get a better reward than someone with a 900 skill total. And, of course, if you pass the random events quicker, complete them quicker, you will also get better rewards from that. So it's a good thing, I do have to say. So I'm just pulling up my interface from when I got it, and some of the ones I got from the Drill Demon were, choices were the 670 coins, 20 Law Runes, 26 Coal, 40 Pure Essence, 25 Mithril Ore, 10 Mithril Bars, Loop Half Key, 2 Grimy Dwarf Weed, 4 Sweet Corn Seeds, 2 Crimson Charms, an XP Lamp, and a Surprise Mystery Box. And, of course, the option to get a costume point. Because you can get these costume points and then save them up to go buy a costume from the clothes shop in Varrock. So, does anybody know what those costumes look like?
I know that Duke Bionics on RuneWire posted a picture. But that was mainly because of he was looking at what the female frog uniform is like. And it's a weird examine. So
okay. Remove the annoying guardians, we already talked about that. The strange plant is no longer poisonous. That's sad, you know, Brad? Because
that was fun. Seeing people get poisoned and run around like, "Ah, anybody got anti poison?" And you had one, but you would never give it to them.
Yeah, I remember that, and when RuneScape 2 first came out. Sort of sad to see that go, you know? But you can still get strange fruit near Brimhaven. You may see the drunken dwarf occasionally walking around, and Dr. Jekyll will be in Varrock near the apothecary trying to satisfy his inner feelings to make sure Mr. Hyde doesn't come out. So, anyways.
I was actually in Varrock yesterday smithing, and I didn't feel like going down and seeing if there's anybody by the apothecary.
Uh-huh.
Maybe I should have.
Another thing I wanted to mention, something that the hunters will be thankful for, is that hunter traps are now taken care of during a random event. So if you get swept away, you won't have to worry about your hunter gear being picked up or your traps falling over. So that's
yay. It's going to be good for the SQOTM next month.
Yeah, Brad, do you remember doing hunter, or did you do any hunter like that?
Yes, I did hunter. Stupid skill, far too fast.
I have 88, so it was good money. It used to be, at least. But now since the red chinchampas are so low, it's not worth it anymore.
Oh, what? Oh, that's too bad.
It used to be like 800 GP, and now they're selling at 600.
And so, one thing that they mentioned was that it's now possible to get every event no matter what you're doing. So as I discovered the Drill Demon during farming, and of course you're also able to get the Leo the Gravedigger if you're not burying bones, so that's good, because I haven't even completed my zombie outfit yet. So, random event update. Folks, Brad, what do you rate it out of 5?
4.
Okay, Tim?
About a 4 as well.
Okay, I'm going to go 4 as well, so we're all in agreement here. That's good. Next important thing that we're greatly waiting for a long time was the price checker. No more PC PLZ or PC Plocks. That was rather annoying, so that's good. There's not much to say about this. Brad, did you take a look at the interface?
No.
Okay. Well, basically what happens is you know where you choose to see what items you'll keep on death and stuff like that. There's a third button down there that has a bag and dollar signs, and then you can add your inventory items into it, and it will do a price check on it for you. It'll display the GE value of everything you have there. So that's good. But I'm just wondering if people will know about it, because, or if people are still going to be attempting to get manual price checks from other players. What do you think?
I don't know. It might maybe soften a little bit, but they're still going to want to have people doing price check.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just found that so annoying. I'm just glad that it's gone. What about you guys?
I honestly didn't really care. I was really only amazed that people had a lot of money. So, see the items that they had.
See, I just, like, what's so hard about going to the Grand Exchange website and finding items and then sum them all up, you know? Like, are we really that lazy with our fingers and mouse?
Yes, we are.
I don't know. I know, it's
well,
a good...
Well, for me, or you can go. I
don't know, I'm just saying it's a good thing, but I just don't understand why people did that before. It seemed like one of those things, like a meme that just continues to grow and grow and grow. But anyways, I'm done with this, unless you guys have anything else on the price checker.
Nope.
For the price checker, I think going to the GE for me is that if I try to buy something, then I'll click it, but I'll run over to the spot where my mouse was. And so that sort of happens with me sometimes when I'm doing price checking, if I want to do that. So might help out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a problem with the GE that should be fixed, but oh well. Moving on. Quest list update. You're now able to sort by progress, whether it be unstarted, completed, or in progress. You're also able to sort by members and non-members, and difficulty, which is kind of misleading, seeing as what used to be a master quest is now considered a grandmaster quest. So, I don't know. I'm still a little upset about that. What about you, Brad?
Well, upset about the declassification of Grandmaster Quest.
No, the Master Quest. So Master isn't what it used to be.
Well, let's focus on the update and not crying about irrelevant things.
I'm not crying about it. I'm just saying that it's a... That
yeah, you
the,
are. Cry more.
No. I'm just saying that the list isn't really that accurate.
Like, yes, well, it's still a good update. It, you know, prioritizing the quest list.
It is
one
a good
update. One thing that used to annoy me was that you used to have to scroll through to see the ones you hadn't completed.
Yeah. But that's
it's a good update.
Yeah, and Kelsey told me that there's a problem and there's some quests that she hasn't completed that were missing off of her quest list when she did the sort.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, there's a few little bugs in it as usual.
It's Jagex, this bounty bug.
So, yeah. And, of course, you're also able to filter by ones that you have the requirements for and that you don't have the requirements for. So that's good for you, Brad, because you haven't done any quests in a long time. Which
yes.
I don't think you will be, because you'll most likely be getting 99 fishing next month.
Cooking.
Anyway, I mean 99 cooking. Anyways,
already got fishing.
Yeah. That's the quest list update, which I think we're all in agreement here is good. Then a hidden update that probably came with the tree one, but it wasn't particularly announced, so that's why I'm classifying it as hidden. The farming leprechauns. Brad, I showed you the picture of that, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it's on my RuneWire at runewire.com/Shane. I quite like the update. But, Brad, you said you were scared?
Well, they do look rather sinister.
I don't think so.
Well, really, you don't?
No! Tim, what do you think?
That's all right.
I think it looks more like a real leprechaun.
Your RuneWire picture would load quicker. Stupid slow RuneWire.
It's your connection.
It does, it looks... No, it's RuneWire. RuneWire is rubbish. No, it looks sinister, you know, with that little ginger beard and its arms on its hips. It looks more 3D now, or more detailed
than the actual characters.
It looks like it's going to set my house on fire.
Brad, you could make that kind of face.
I can barely see the face.
I see one eye open, one eye with a slash, and a nose. Maybe a really giant mouth, but it doesn't look like that.
So, an eye, a slash, and a nose. That's interesting.
But, well, on my computer, that's what it looks like, at least.
Oh, and they also updated the leprechaun interface to what it stores, and that's actually better, I say. So,
yeah,
good.
I like
the farming update along the way. Anyways, yes. Shall we move on to the tweaks and fixes this week?
Please do.
Okay. Soul Wars changes going here. First one being is that they've added a priority waiting system to the waiting room of Soul Wars. This is something that Mike and I were talking about when we went to go test it out, that it actually did need a priority system rather than just whoever was in there first. So that's good. People who completed the Animal Magnetism quest and have Ava's attractor or accumulator can now show it to Nomad to have him enchant their Soul Wars team capes with it, so that's good. Soul Wars avatars have been made more powerful, and they can now take away Player's Prayer. Yeah, I remember we were talking about that when Soul Wars came out, how these things just stand there. So that's good.
Not really. They do sort of move around.
Not really much room for them to move around.
So,
did you listen to our Soul Wars episode and our little discussion on that?
I don't think I did yet.
Yeah, well, listen to that. You'll understand where I was coming from there.
Okay. Shane's irrationality.
No. It makes sense to me. It makes sense from a logical standpoint.
Nothing you say is logical.
Yes, it is. And then players will no longer be able to heal themselves with when they're in combat from the bandage table. So that's good. You can read the rest of these Soul Wars changes on this page. Oh, and they say it's no longer possible to cast the Alchemy or Hunter Kit spells or light fires in the waiting area. That's good.
Yes, it is good.
When I was doing Soul Wars, I don't remember them lighting fires or Alchemy or Hunter Kits, but I did that on the first, second day. So.
And then they've added options to a fair few number of boat guys in the Fremenic Islands, so that's good. And
yeah,
finally,
yesterday we were doing the penguins, and we had to go from Lunar Isle to Netanyahu, so it worked out pretty good.
And finally, if you create a new account, it will ask you for an email address so they can contact you with important account announcements. So much for Jagex never contacting you by email. I don't know, that seems like a bit of a 180, you know? So, anyways. Moving on from that. And there's also a full list of tweaks and fixes that you guys can read about on the forums, but there's a few I want to particularly highlight. One was that a texture on the wall near Varrock was upside down. A couple of poles in Drainer Village were left over from Halloween. They've now been removed. I remember I posted a picture of that. One of the textures... Oh, I already did that one. The Give Thanks emote no longer glitches at the end. You can no longer block people from leaving runecrafting altars by building barriers around the exit portals during the Great Orb Project. And finally, tiny elf crystals now have an Enchant X option. So, those are a bunch of the fixes. You can read more in the full patch notes. Brad, you've been fairly quiet during the fixes. Do you have anything to say about fixes?
Nothing to say.
Okay. In that case, I think we're going to move on to questions now. The first question is from Viola Hero. That is an audio question. it would load.
Shane, you've often offhandedly mentioned the possibility of Jagex listening to RSBNB Update and taking ideas expressed on the show into serious consideration slash effect in their game. That being said, what do you think would happen if Jagex tried to contact you directly? How do you think they'd respond, or have been responding, to the ideas expressed on RSBNB Update? How do you think the whole endeavor would turn out?
Brad, we were talking about this before the show, weren't we?
Yes, Jagex would love Shane because he kisses their ass every opportunity and worships the ground they walk on, and they would hate me because I say the truth.
No, but it would be interesting if they did contact us, you know? I don't know how they'd do it, preferably via email to questions@rsbnb.com or something.
Oh, yeah, giving them tips. Question, you know? I don't know how they would contact us, but they should. They'll never contact the show. Even
I
if they
said
do
that would be the preferred way if they ever decided to, but,
they
you
won't.
Know? But I don't
how are
know.
We going to know it's them? It's possible to fake email. It's possible to fake emails.
Yeah, that's true, so...
I wouldn't believe it unless a J-mod, like, talked to you in-game with their gold crown.
Yeah. So, I don't know how it would turn out and what they would say. I don't know. I'd probably think that they'd want to hopefully like what we're doing with the show and enjoy my constructive criticisms towards
you
updates.
You don't criticize Jagex. You kiss their ass.
Yeah, sure I do. Like today, for instance, I was saying constructive criticism that this update's a slap in the face to farming.
No, it's not. It's just because you love farming. That's not constructive at all.
Sure it is. It's telling That's them not. To not ignore half the skills that are always ignored, you know? It's like
Farming doesn't account for half the skills, Shane.
No, I mean half the skills that are always ignored. They should have more emphasis put on them, you know? So... I don't know, but...
Well, there's a chance that you could actually meet a J-mod. I remember reading that they were going to have J-mods coming into the game every so often.
But that's something, even during content updates, I've seen a few, but that hasn't been my thing to get up close and follow them because it's just too hectic and noisy with everybody else trying to get their word in, you know? So that's why I haven't bothered. But thank you, Viola Hero. That's an interesting question. Brad, do you want to read the next one?
Next question. Hey, once again, keep up the great show. I have two questions for you. Okay, I'm tempted to get 99 strength. I'm not so used to pay-to-play training. I'm currently 85 strength, 92 combat. Where is the best place in the members' world to get 85 to 99 strength at? Let's do that first.
My choice would be either Pest Control or the Desert Bandits, but you will need Guthans for that. And a bunny up.
Yes, Bandits.
Yeah.
Bandits are quick because... Bandits. I got 76 to 99 defense there.
Yeah, so. But you do need one of the god items to make sure they attack you. Oh, and I know during the skill of the month for attack, I think it was, I think that's where most of the people trained there, and some did pest control, so those are your two best options for that. Next part.
What kind of game is Mechscape going to be like? A futuristic version of RuneScape? No, I think it'll be different from RuneScape. A lot different.
How
I think
so?
It'll probably be. I don't know. I'm not really exactly sure, but actually, I have no idea. But I don't think it'll be just simply a futuristic version of RuneScape. I think they'll try and go in a completely different direction with it.
Yeah, I have to agree with that because of the concept art. I've seen it looks like it's more along the lines of a machine type one where you can get and take control of and build machines in order to do things, you know? So it's definitely going to be futuristic and it's not going to be wandering around with a person, you know? So there's probably going to be a different type of play to it. What the concept art actually reminded me of was one of the drones from the Terminator series. So it's going to be that sort of type of... game. Tim, what do you think?
I'm thinking it's more like StarCraft, something like that.
I haven't played the first StarCraft, so I can't really comment on that.
Well, it's more like a mixture of StarCraft and Halo Wars.
Huh. So. Okay. Brad, have you played StarCraft?
No, but I know what it's basically like. I don't really see. I don't think it could be like that because
it's not
obviously going to be in the same sort of vein because it's sci-fi, but I don't see how it will be that similar to StarCraft. But
yeah, and it's going to be an MMO, so I don't know about that. Anyways, Zeth was from Emerald Cap. Thank you. Shane, I tried out farming this weekend and I really liked it. What gave the idea for you to make RSBNB? That's from Chris, 5513. See? Lots of people like farming.
Lots of people are kiss asses.
No, they just like farming. All you need to do is look at the skill of the month for this month compared to the last time we did a farming skill of the month.
Kiss asses.
No.
Well, last time you had farming days, there weren't that many members that were that wanted to do farming. So.
Yeah, exactly.
And plus, the seeds were much more expensive. So
we're successful. The idea to make RSBNB, I think we've been through this before, but I'll say it again. The idea came in after Mike created the first version of the calculators and signature. I said that this would be a good idea to put on a website. So, yeah, that's where the idea of RSBNB came from. Thank you. Tim, next question.
What's your favorite book that you read in your lifetime? Mine was probably His Dark Materials series. Or, you know, like The Golden Compass?
Yeah. Philip Pullman, isn't it?
I think so. Can't remember. I read it in grade 7, so it's been a while.
Brad?
Well, that was a good series.
Yes, it is Philip Pullman. I don't know. It's difficult for me to say one, but probably 1984, but I'd have to give honorable mentions to Animal Farm, The Trial, and I Am Legend.
Okay. You know, this is hard. I'm trying to remember what a good book is.
Shane doesn't read books because he's a computer nerd.
Yeah, I haven't read a book in a long time. Yeah, I don't have a favorite book.
I also need to give an honorable mention to No Country for Old Men. That's a good book.
Yeah, and didn't you see the movies for both those, I Am Legend and No Country for Old Men, and they were bad?
Yeah, No Country for Old Men was a good film. I Am Legend was a terrible film.
Okay. Second part of that question.
Also, how do you come up with the topics that you use to write articles about? My teacher gave me an assignment to write an article on something, and I can't think of anything. Thanks, paraphrasing.
You go first.
I was thinking about farming at the time when I wrote mine, and I'm doing an update, so for my next article.
Okay. Oh, right. You're doing the random event update, aren't you?
No, that's Kirby.
Okay.
It's
good you guys are enjoying yourselves with that. My ideas for articles just come from what I'm thinking about and what I think you guys would like to know about, or also what's important in this time frame, you know? I felt that my last one on routers for beginners was rather important because lots of people don't quite understand what a router is for, and this was spurred by a conversation I had overheard in real life, actually, so I just decided to write something on that, even though the person I overheard talking about it in real life wasn't going to be able to read my article. But anyways, yeah. So basically just any time I think of something, I write it down on the list, and then whenever I need an idea, I go for that. That's from Power Crazy. Brad, next one.
Next question. Do you guys ever get tired of recording the show or just don't feel like doing it some days, weeks? If so, do you reschedule or just do it anyway? That question is from Total Plogs. Personally, I've never really felt like not doing it. Obviously, I'm more enthusiastic some weeks than I am others. But no, the only time we ever reschedule is if it's possible, and if one of us can't make it for whatever reason.
Yeah. Doing the show is something I look forward to every week. So when Thursday comes around, it's just good fun to put the notes together and everything and then do the show and then watch it come out and see what you guys all think about it. So no, I don't ever get tired of doing it. So, and as Brad said, we only reschedule when one of us is sick or something or can't make it for various reasons or there's some other thing that needs to happen. But anyways, yeah, so sorry to burst your bubble, but we don't get tired of doing it. It's from Total Plocks. Tim, next one.
Hey, Shane, what's the longest time you've sat down to play RuneScape? And Brad, what's the longest time you've sat down to play WoW? Take too long breaks does not count. That's from Connor.
Well, seeing as you don't play WoW, Tim, you take the RuneScape one, then we'll ask Brad about WoW.
Okay. Well, when I was getting 9 in defense, I was all up from, I think, 7 in the morning till 9 at night, something like that. But I'd only take a break for supper, so maybe between.
So you played for that long?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I wanted to get 99 defense fast.
Okay. Brad, for WoW?
I, as I've mentioned previously in the show, I have a really short attention span, so I'd probably say, let me think, raiding used to be about 5 hours. Probably about 6 hours maximum.
Okay.
I know it's boring. And usually when you ask people like how long they've played WoW, it's like, oh, like 40 hours. Or, you know, 25 hours. Mine's 6. I'm hardcore.
As for me with RuneScape, I can't sit playing RuneScape for more than 4 hours at a time, no matter what I'm doing. I have to take a break sometime in between. So, yeah, 4 hours is my limit. And I can say safely that I would have reached the 4 hours when I was either getting 99 herb lore or when I was getting 99 wood cutting. So, I remember one night when I was getting, the night before I got 99 herb lore, I was playing from 2:30 to 6:30 a.m., getting everything ready for the following day. So, yeah, I was that was probably my longest session, and I weathered that session with a few good Star Trek episodes. I just had to throw that in. Thank you, Connor. It's not sad. Anyway, like you don't, I'm sure you must watch something when you used to play or something, right?
No, you must give your full concentration to the game at all damn times.
Oh, that's too hard to do.
Yeah, that's why you'd suck at WoW.
is that also why I fell off the ship?
What?
When I fell off the
yes,
ship?
Yes, you fell off the ship because you weren't paying attention at all times.
Okay.
Fall off the ship, Shane. When the ship is moving, you just stand
you
still.
You told me to move up to the front. And
that
I fell
wasn't
off.
That difficult. You messed that up. Anyway.
You told me to get on that thing that was pointing out, and I missed, and I fell off.
Anyway, next question.
Do you have real-life friends added on MSN, or just people from B&B? For me, I have both, but more from the internet, though. That's from Owen, who says, keep up the good work. Brad, you go first.
Okay, I'll just read some of my groups. Okay, I only have like 17 in my RSBNB group. I have 56 in my World of Warcraft group, and I only have 7 in my real life group. Not many of my real life friends use MSN.
Okay. Tim?
I got a couple people from RSBNB, but it's maybe about half and half.
Okay. I'll read off my groups again. Real life 13. RSBNB mods 10. RSBNB Informer, 6. Old Deprecated Design Crew, 8. Events Crew, 3. RSBNB Safe, as in people I've cleared who won't flame me, 18. Rune HQ, 1. Tribes 2, back in the day from 5 years ago, 10. And other contacts who aren't categorized or don't sign on that often, 26. Yes. So, that's what my MSN list looks like. Yeah, you just got very quiet, Brad. Is there something shocking about that?
Because you're boring. That is
always being polite and letting you talk.
Okay. Thank you, Owen. Next one, Brad.
Next question. Dear Brad and Shane, Tim, do you know why there is no crafting tutor in the tutorial island? Brad always talks about fanboys, but are there fangirls? Thanks, keep up the great show, Frosty Bow. No, everybody knows there are no girls on the internet.
Sure there are.
No, there aren't.
Yes, there are.
No, there aren't.
Yeah, there's a few at RSBNB.
No, there aren't. They're all males.
No, they're not.
They're all males.
What about Kelsey?
She's a male.
What about MQ?
She's a male.
But the Tutorial Island thing, there's no tutor on Tutorial Island because there's a tutor in Lumbridge for crafting, actually. So I think that Tutorial Island was initially made like that, but there was no need for a crafting tutor back then, so they just put him at Lumbridge, you know? So, anyways, but fanboys and fangirls, I have to say yes. I'd say
no, there are no girls on the internet.
Yes, there are.
No, there aren't.
Tim, what do you have to say?
Doesn't really matter. Okay. Most of my friends on RuneScape are males, so.
Yeah, or they're dressed up as a girl who might actually be a guy.
Yeah.
Females.
Yeah.
Most females come from Australia, fact.
Okay.
That's not a reference to anybody, that's just a truth.
How
we had
know?
Dealings with an Australian shemale once, didn't
oh,
we, Shane?
Oh, right.
Somebody who was going to... This isn't the Australian you're all thinking of. I'm not having another dig at that poor, mentally retarded girl. This is a different girl. Or this is some guy who pretended to be a girl. He used to do stuff for RuneHQ, and we wanted him to help with the Informer when it first started ages ago. And we found out he was a guy. She was a guy.
And you found out how?
Because basically it didn't work out them helping us and they went back to RuneHQ and I still had her added on MSN, and about a week later her MSN name changed to Ben, and I sort of messaged her and said, your name's Ben? And then she was like, oh no. Well, he was like, oh no, my cousin's using my MSN, it'll be changed back soon. And for about the next 6 months the MSN name was Ben, so it was a guy pretending to be a girl.
Yeah, I remember that. I don't know if that's the first time that came out, but okay. Final question goes to Tim.
Okay. Dear Brad, Jane, Brad, and other hosts, written in sending order, do either of you enjoy Monty Python movies / sketches? I myself find them hilarious and quite taken by the British humor. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Naftali 14.
No.
No, I didn't really like it either.
No, I
watched a little bit in grade 9 when we were doing our comedy unit for English, and one of my friends brought in Monty Python, and we watched that for the afternoon. So, it was alright.
I think I might have seen it before, but I don't know. That's not really my kind of thing. So I have to say no. So
I just don't think they're that funny.
Yeah, like that's the same kind of thing that I was... Remember the thing I was saying to you about things that are trying to be funny but aren't?
Yeah, like you.
No. No.
No. No.
Okay. You don't need to do that voice. But
no.
Anyways...
No.
Are we done with that one, or...
Yeah, that's my shame
voice. Is there anything... Unless there's anything else to talk about on it?
Nothing else to say for
you. Okay. Moving on to some tech news. Okay. Update on the Pirate Bay trial. So... This was from yesterday, day 8 of the Pirate Bay trial. Several entertainment industry CEOs were scheduled to talk, including one CEO, John Kennedy of IFPI. I'm not sure what that acronym means, but anyways, he said that the Pirate Bay was an extremely damaging force on the global music industry, and what the site offers is just too tempting for people to resist. He also admitted to not understanding how the Pirate Bay or even uTorrent works. Yeah, this is just... Have you been following that, Brad? Tim?
No, not that much.
I've Brad? Been looking at it on and off. I'd just be interested to see what the verdict is, really.
But, I don't know, it's just so funny. Like, one guy was trying to use screenshots for evidence, you know? And
screenshots?
Yeah, screenshots for evidence, which really does nothing, you know? Because you could fake a screenshot. But not even knowing how it works and the testifying against it, like, God, I really think Pirate Bay is going to win this one. Because they would have had problems sooner or later if they weren't able to win it, you know? So I really hope they win this one, and then the record companies will go back to where they were and just be sad, you know? So... It's fun to watch, nonetheless.
Yeah, the RIAA can go mess itself.
So, yeah, definitely.
I did read something very interesting a couple of days ago, which was about, it was day 3 of the trial, when something about the King Kong defense. Well, let me find this thing in this article.
Oh, they got the recap for day 9 up. BitTorrent is not evil. Yesterday, several industry leaders explained how piracy was responsible for the downfall of their industries. Today, Christopher Schollen from Gothenburg University explains
that's
that
BitTorrent
is not evil.
This is interesting. Okay. It says EU Directive 2031EG says that he who provides an information service is not responsible for the information that is being transferred. In order to be responsible, the service provider must initiate the transfer. But the admins of the Pirate Bay don't initiate transfers. It's the users that do, and they are physically identifiable people. They call themselves names like King Kong. According to legal procedure, the accusations must be against an individual, and there must be a close tie between the perpetrators of the crime and those who are assisting. This tie has not been shown. The prosecutor must show that Carl Lundstrom personally has interacted with the user King Kong, who may very well be found in the jungles of Cambodia. That is the King Kong defense.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, see, that's the reason why Pirate Bay is going to win this. So,
yep.
We just got... Any idea how... I didn't catch the start. How long is the trial?
I have no idea.
But anyways, definitely interesting to watch. More torrent-related news. Kiwi's delayed draconian file sharing law. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have seen that. Mainly because of Stephen Fry.
Yes. That's actually who is in this piece of tech news that I have. It says plenty of contempt around the net for the guilty on accusation law in New Zealand. Now, only a week after some online protests got some quite interesting support, and that quite interesting support being Stephen Fry on Twitter, who twittered, "My picture's blacked out for a good reason." So, he's second most popular person on Twitter.
Shane, isn't this the sort of thing? Isn't this the sort of thing you support? You support guilty on accusation, don't you?
Well, no, not for this. No.
I'm sure. In the past, you've said you believe that people should be proven innocent, not proven guilty.
Yeah. For murders and stuff.
So why doesn't that apply to this?
Because it's not murder.
Hypocrite.
No.
Stephen Fry. You probably just like
apples and oranges.
What?
You're comparing apples and oranges.
No, I'm comparing having a consistent, set of viewpoints and no cognitive dissonance, which you clearly don't have.
Hey, I never said I agreed or disagreed with this story.
You probably disagree with it because Stephen Fry's a homosexual.
Okay. So what do you think about this?
I think it's wrong, obviously.
Obviously, but him rallying his support.
Well, he's free to support and campaign for whatever he wants. So if he's against it, then he's free to say he's against it.
Okay, but I just think it's interesting how Twitter is helping him do this, and I don't know. See, the reason I think that it's that I don't agree with it is that it's a law that's created by a band of people who don't know what they're talking about, because quite clearly the New Zealand government has no idea what they're talking about with this. Because it's been proven before that you can't with 100% accuracy determine who comes from what IP address, you know? So that's what I got to say on this. So, I don't know. It's hard to overturn something like this, but anyways, yeah. Tim, do you have any thoughts on this?
I can go either way. It really just depends who has the most evidence, then I'll back them up.
Well, yeah, but if a regular person is... I don't know how a regular person's going to be able to defend themselves, but anyways, so this is another thing that we're going to have to watch, because if it doesn't get changed, it'll set a precedent for the rest of the world. I think that's why it's such a big deal. But Brad, anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Any of you guys running Windows 7?
Nope.
I have another computer that I could put it on, but I have to buy a monitor for it, so...
Oh, okay. What about IE8?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Well, basically... I wouldn't recommend it quite yet. It's still in a release candidate mode. Microsoft has shipped another patch for IE8 that fixed many bugs on Vista and XP, some of which including when Internet Explorer 8 is installed with Flash 10, it may become unresponsive. When trying to print a PDF, it may become unresponsive. After a crash, IE8 becomes unresponsive. You have to restart the computer. IE8 may crash when you visit some websites. IE8 may crash when you fix a browser window. IE8 does not seem to remember information that was stored on cookies. Popular third-party extensions cause crashes, and previously blocked third-party extensions are no longer blocked after you upgrade to Internet Explorer 8. That's what this patch fixes, so it's definitely a good patch to have.
Looks like it.
Yeah, so, I don't know, IE8 is just saddening, you know, with Microsoft's attempt at standards. I don't know, just use Firefox. See, you guys are both fortunate because you don't have restrictive parents who are closed-minded and think that Firefox is a virus and won't let you install it. I know there's quite a few people with parents that think that.
Dumbass so, parents.
I don't know. Definitely try to switch to Firefox if you're still using IE, but anything other than IE would be good. Oh, and another new Safari 4 came out this week, which is Safari, and we're not going to talk about that because it's still a beta, and it's Safari. It's not anything special.
Anyway, yay! Yeah.
That's it for tech news! Unless you guys want to talk about anything else on there?
I have nothing else to talk about.
Okay.
Same.
Events this weekend. Hell's Kitchen and Soul Wars. Check out the topic regarding that. Basically, Hell's Kitchen is we ask you to bake us something, and the first person who brings it to us will get a set amount of points. Whoever has the most points in the end wins. So, and the meeting place for that is Lumbridge Dining Room, and that's on Saturday. And Soul Wars is on Sunday. So check out the forums
outside
for more
of the,
information.
The dining room, right?
No, inside the dining room.
But if people have started Recipe for Disaster and they haven't finished it, they'll be teleported inside with all the non-readable characters.
Oh, and in that topic, we also have a nice little survey going on about future events. So if you want to have some input into future event planning, fill out that survey. Time for a Skill of the Month update. And as expected, Adiv is winning with 5.7 million
as
XP.
As expected? How is that expected unless it was fixed?
It wasn't fixed.
I call fix.
No, it's not.
I call fix.
No. Chief Snake is in second with 5.3 million XP. X-Blades is in third with 2.6. And me is in fourth with 2.4 million XP.
I call fix.
No. So,
Adiv has 91 room crafting, so I haven't talked to him, and he's been making double gnats to get all his money. So,
well, yeah, see, we're just trying to figure out where his farming XP is all coming from, you know? Like, it's hard to see where it's all coming from.
But yeah, it's hard to see because it's a fix.
It's not. You can't fix Fred. Fred is impartial. You can't alter him.
I know things to the contrary, Shane,
no,
and
you
so
can't.
Do you.
You can't change the way Fred does that, but
yes,
anyways,
can.
No.
Fred
the next
is
skill
not.
Of the month is Hunter for March. That one should be interesting.
I signed up for it.
Okay. Yeah, but
maybe I'll have to get 99 this month or next month.
Oh yeah, I thought you were planning on being in the top 5 for this.
Oh
skill of the
yeah.
Month.
Well, I've been having more homework than I thought I was gonna have. So, I'm able to get on that much.
Okay. And I know that there's going to be a battle between Kelsey and Connor for first on the Hunter Skill of the Month unless someone else shows up. So, that should be interesting to watch.
Well, I know that Markham is going for 9,900.
Yeah, but so. Kelsey's planning on getting 50 million XP, which is 20 million XP for the month.
Crazy. She's a crazy dude.
So, yeah. Hey, doesn't that contradict with what you said?
No, she's a dude.
Because you said she? So
yeah, well, that's because she likes to think of herself as a girl.
Show.
She likes to think of herself as a female, but really she's not. She's a male. Everybody knows there are no girls on the internet.
Okay. Finally, we'd also like you to take our survey. for RSBNB update, which you can find at update.rsbnb.com/survey. So check that out, as it will give us a little bit of input into RSBNB update. And now here's something that you guys are going to be seeing by the time the show becomes live, which it isn't live right now, but we're getting a new site design. And you will be seeing it by the time the show is live. And I will show Brad and Tim a picture of what we've got so far. Just give me 1 minute to show you guys, and I'll show you what we got so far.
Okay.
And we wait. So basically, this site design was done for us by Chief Snake, coded into HTML by him, and then Mike and I have taken the job of converting it for the various domains on RSBNB. I converted it for Update and Former. Mike did the main site. So there is the picture that you guys can see. Just, so that's what's on its way.
Wow.
So,
it's hard to get used to.
It's a nice design.
Yeah, it is a nice design.
So, that's what's coming. So, you guys will be seeing this as you're listening to the show. So, if you're wondering what we're talking about, you will be seeing. But you will be seeing it right now on update.rsbnb.com. Anyways, yes. So, now I got to ask, what have you guys been up to? I'll let Tim go first.
I've been smithing for 3 weeks to get 80 smithing. So, but I started off getting to 73 by buying the bars. Then I had that money to actually buy them to 80, so I made them. And I just finished off yesterday.
Okay.
Right before Alex and I went to go find things.
Okay. Anything else? School? Real life?
I've been taking a lot of pictures of photography.
Okay.
I'm done unit one, so, yeah.
Brad?
Well, I found out earlier this evening that I'm grossly unfit. I had a fitness test. My resting heart rate is the same as my girlfriend's when she's done 5 minutes of exercise. That's how terrible my resting heart rate is. Besides that, I was fine, actually. My BMI, my body fat, my lung strength, my blood pressure. My blood pressure was a little bit low, but the rest was fine. But probably when I do exercise, I never get tired. I just feel like I'm going to die because I can't breathe. So yeah, I'm probably going to die of a heart attack before the age of 20.
That's only 2 years.
I know.
Anything else?
Sorry, I'm just matching the sound I can hear. No, nothing notable.
Okay. I've been working on the site design, farming, and school stuff. Yeah, that's it. So, expect to see that online by the time you've downloaded the show. Anybody have anything else? Brad? Tim?
Not really. My cat just woke up from snoring, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that's nice to know.
Snoring through half the show.
Okay, that's it. RSBNB update 193 is done. For Brad, it's saidbybrad.com. Still?
Beep, beep.
Okay.
Beep, beep.
And Tim, RSBNB Informer. We'll see you guys all next week. Goodbye,
everyone. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.